This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What are we calling this?
It's like...
just something normal that you think is weird.
Okay. Do we want to get rid of it? Is this kind of ought to be a law? Or is this
ought to be a law.
It's like...
Call it out. I don't know.
Yeah, just what is a thing that is accepted in society that you just want to go, you know what? Hey, this is just my observation. This is a stupid thing.
Yeah.
That we've just all accepted.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I saw is blowing out birthday candles. There ought to be a law. That's just observably a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Even if you take an adult that just come out of the desert and is dehydrated as hell, they're still going to put something on that cake.
Yeah, that's true.
When they blow out the can, it's like, I just try to blow. I saw the spittle go everywhere.
It is, yeah. It's weird. I'll give you that.
You know what? I'm going to add to it. Don't sing. Let's retire. Happy birthday. What adult likes to be sung happy birthday?
I don't like it.
That's one of the worst.
It's terrible. You're right. Okay.
Yeah. And it's always unrehearsed and seems like people didn't put any
effort into
it. Yeah,
nobody's got the steps down.
Yeah. It just, I agree.
And there's always that one guy who comes in and goes for the high harmony.
Happy
birthday! That guy.
It's
Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Only office people get it. Okay, so we can agree. No spitting on the cake.
Yep.
And the big thing is, it's mostly for kids' parties. Because I don't even remember last time I had a cake. Like, nobody gives me cake.
Oh, really?
For my birthday?
We just have cake all the time.
Yeah, they don't even check.
Oh my God. You guys really get cake?
Absolutely.
As a grown up.
Yeah,
they don't ask at all.
You just walk into a store and buy a cake.
Yes.
Shut up. No, you don't.
I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
I know, but cake is stupid.
No.
Yes.
No, the store bought cakes is like the best. Yeah.
You got a choice. The King Supers buy here.
Mm-hmm.
is like at Bellevue and whatever, Yosemite or whatever that is.
Yeah, I think
there's
that's
a Little Man ice cream in the parking lot. Ooh. You'd walk in and get waxy nasty cake frosting
I would.
Over salty O Little Man ice cream.
I would.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. I'd get both.
Okay, well, at least I can get down
I've
with what Aaron's...
I'm brave enough I don't have to get the candles just to make it look like something. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, that poor kid. Yeah. You have the one with the balloons?
Yeah.
Ice cream cake I can see, because at least there's something
I
good
do love
in
an
it.
Ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Although the cake part is always crap. Because it's frozen cake. It's just not good. It's like,
I was thinking of like Dairy Queen's ice cream cake. It's so
even that's not good.
Oh, it's so good.
No.
They don't check either. You can just walk in and buy one.
Here's the thing. We got to keep going with what's another thing like that there should be a law. That's just we've allowed it to happen and...
Clapping on airplanes when it lands. Don't do that. It should be a law. If you clap, you're done. You're being pushed off.
Yeah, I disagree with this one. It's a modern miracle. We should be allowed to appreciate that.
When they set it down, you don't feel the thud at all. That they want to hear it. Let them know.
I don't think they do.
Let them know. Yeah, they do.
Pilots, text in.
Yeah, 303-222-5423.
You just want pilots. That's what this is.
Oh, my God. That was diabolical. I have one for, like, horny strippers. Yeah. They shouldn't be allowed to text in and tell me where they live.
That's so sad. TX is for cake. I have pilots.
Yeah. Cakes texted.
All right, no, for real. Another one is tipping. Tipping's got to, like, tipping for non. If you didn't walk over to my table, it shouldn't even be an option for me to tip.
I agree. Yeah, I
agree.
Like,
if you just stood there and somebody else 2 feet down made my burrito bowl.
Like, then, yeah, I agree. It's the same thing as, like, when you order like a couch or something and they're like, it's this price plus $100 delivery fee. And you're like, well, I don't want the white glove. They're like, that's all we have. And you're like, then just make the price the real price. Yeah. Don't add it the extra thing that I don't have a choice in doing.
All right, we're going to go through about 80 more of these. Still waiting on your stripper texts and pilots and cakes. But if there's something you'd like to outlaw, spitting on cakes, clapping on a plane, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. You can try to text, but we're getting a lot of stripper addresses in here.
Okay. The thing that I can't believe we've just allowed to happen as a society is when you get a sheet and it's not labeled which side is the top and which is the bottom. Like
they've done, Costco's done a good job. But
it
like
exists.
There are still,
like we figured it out, but some brands are just like, no.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And I don't, that should be a law that should just be required.
Especially like, on a king because they're close to the same
exactly.
size.
Yeah. Exactly.
But not close enough.
I've gotten the measuring tape out
you
before.
Have?
Yeah. To be, cause it drives me nuts of like, which
have
one.
Have you ever thought of like getting a fabric marker and putting it on the bottom?
I've thought what I've done is I've just gotten striped sheets and I know they go up and down on the bed.
Oh my gosh.
It's not.
So then I don't have to. It's like, okay, now I'm stuck with stripes.
The Kirkland sheets have at least a side.
You only need one. You just need a top, a bottom.
Yeah, top,
just
bottom,
one.
Side.
You don't
side.
Need to label
one,
all of them.
No, just one of them.
We could figure it out, but they just refuse to do it.
Sometimes there's a tag and I always just presume that's on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like a
I
tag
do too.
Tag is going to be on the bottom. That's what I do with my blankets. I'm like, there's a tag. Find the tag, put that on the bottom.
Okay.
Okay, here's one that I think should be a law. This is weird because a couple of us have buried loved ones this year. I guess you didn't. You like had
she's still at a viewing, but yeah, she's rocks now.
On the viewing, I get it, but the casket has a pillow.
It was a closed viewing, so I especially don't care. Yeah.
No, it's like you make it like a bed. Caskets should be like I think caskets are. It's a $7,000 expense. That's stupid. Guess what? Nana's dead. She doesn't need to be comfy. She's dead.
I think it's more for presentation.
I don't like it.
But it's
and I find
it's
that
funny.
Weird too. The presentation. It's like I don't need to see the like I don't I,
need
I remember
the meat sack that had my Nana in it. I don't need to see it. Mm-hmm. She's not comfy. She's not. She's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So just the whole velvet lined gold bar like
it's weird.
Yeah, I remember the first funeral I ever went to. I was just a little kid. I could have never imagined like and there will just be the dead body. Like we're just walking up like mm-hmm.
oh,
and there it is.
There she is.
And you're like
what?
Like I remember that.
Yep. And it stuck there.
It did, yeah.
And I wake up thinking about it a lot.
Yeah.
Mostly
I didn't
cake,
even go
but...
in the room. Does this make me disrespectful? I don't want to take the show on a I didn't go in the room where my dad was.
Really?
No. That's not.
I was like, no. They're like, they hoard you in at the rosary or whatever. They were like, go through this room. I'm like, I'm not going
to. I don't
want
to. Yeah.
Like, is there another way? Like, yeah, you can go down this hallway. I'm like, I'll go that way.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would do the same.
Well, I just torpedoed the whole fun of it all. Back to spitting on birthday cakes and clapping at pilots. What should be a law? We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're a little bit off the rails right now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's the things that just bug you in society.
Yeah.
And you want to just eradicate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't make sense why we do it. So let's just stop.
So what are we stopping? Megan?
Yes.
Yes. What are we stopping for you?
Yeah.
So mine is when did we as a society agree that we're going to give each other 24 access to each other via phone?
You know, I'm with you because I have developed like anxious attachment and I wish I didn't.
You have that?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Me too, girl. And you know what? It's like if I don't text somebody back within 5 minutes, they're like, did you get my text? Did I say something wrong? Mm-hmm. What did I do? I'm like, no, I just don't want to be connected to my phone all day long and to society all day long. I need a break.
Well, you should follow Erin's little thing. She turned on read receipts and she'll leave you on read and you just have to get used to it.
Yeah.
It's just like, suck it up, buttercup. I'm not talking to you right now.
Yeah.
I love it.
I gotta be honest though. I just don't open the text right now.
Oh, that's cheating.
I know. I get to it.
No, you can't do that.
She hasn't texted me back for weeks.
She just hasn't read it yet.
Okay. I haven't.
She has you on like block. That's a good one, Megan. We need to make that go away. You're right. Alexandra.
Yay.
What makes no sense that we do?
I believe that any type of insurance is a scam and you have to pay what you have to pay for. Because if I'm a great driver and I've been driving for decades with no accident, where does all my money go? To some reckless driver who gets into an accident every month? Same with the health insurance. If I'm healthy and I don't need all that, why should I pay all that money? Plus, when you go to the doctor, the out-of-pocket prices are 3 times less than
that is true. There is a scam in there. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that part of it, but there's something about I'm a good driver. I don't get in accidents, but if I do, I'd like to know that they're going to be able to handle whatever happens.
Yeah, I remember though being upset like when I was a teenager with car insurance specifically because it's like so I have to pay every month, and then if something happens, I have to pay them more, and then I get in trouble for using them, so then they charge me more the next. It's like so why do I even have it? I mean, because now it does save you money.
Fell asleep and plowed through somebody's house and hurt their, you know, $900,000 house. You don't have the scratch to make that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they will.
Mm-hmm. So I get it now, but it is frustrating why it's like, because you get kind of penalized to use it.
You do. You know? I get it, Alexandra. And I share your frustration with it. And God forbid anything happen to you on a medical side. But when it happens, because it costs so much to go do stuff, it's like, I couldn't even afford the cash rate for things. She's saying it's like 3 times less. But it's
have
like,
a savings account for that.
I'll be honest. Right. I just don't necessarily understand how it works.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. Perfect.
I just leave them on red.
Ignorance is bliss. She's got read receipts on her insurance company. Jade?
Yay.
What do we need to get rid of?
Okay. It needs to be a law that it should be illegal that anybody leaves their cart anywhere outside of the cart corral or at the store or at the front of the store. What should we do to them?
I think if you're the person who doesn't put your cart back, we get to launch a cart at your car.
Oh, yeah. Or trap them. Line the carts up to ring around the car.
Because you're the person. Yeah. And I'm creative. I put the two wheels up on the curb. It's still in the way, you jackhole.
Yeah. Could they just not get to use a cart next time? We have some sort of you lost your privileges.
No basket either.
Yeah, no basket, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like right. That I want to make that a law too.
Although I like the makeshift jail out of the carts. I do like that.
I've seen a car in that jail.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've only seen pictures, not in real life.
It's amazing. I don't know how. I've seen some of the pictures where they connect the carts.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get it to connect.
I don't know either.
You can't get that first one into the last.
At a certain point, do you think this person who's supposed to bring the carts in is like, thanks.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Like that's.
I know you're mad at that person, but I work.
It's not any better for me.
Mike?
Yay.
Ought to be a law. What are we getting rid of?
I think after a certain age, people should have to redo their driving test to keep their license.
Absolutely.
No way.
No way. Would fail.
No way.
I am fine.
This is America.
Aaron is fine. I think you can hear the weak link in the outrage.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
All right, everyone. Let's get to the hard news section of the program. Oh, did I just say program?
Yeah.
No.
News.
No!
I am incredibly happy.
My real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Yeah. End of an era today. I said the word. I said the P word.
What is happening?
I don't know what just happened. Can we just pretend that didn't just happen? Is there a way... Edit that part out, could you?
Okay, yep.
Yep, that's right, that didn't just happen. Okay, let's just so let's just pick it up from here. Okay, here's perfect. Where the edit point is, and action.
Good evening. bad news for both Slacker and Aaron, and probably many of you listening, as it was discovered by the Slacker Show research team.
Oh, that we have a team.
Yes, that one of the most dirtiest items you ever wear are your smartwatches.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It
play,
is not.
Play the like, dun, dun.
You got to ask me for that up front.
Okay, play the, just do the things. Or just the banjos.
I disagree.
I thought we edited that part out.
I'll cut this too.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I disagree full-heartedly.
Guess
full-heartedly.
What?
You are doubting the Slacker Show research team?
Because they don't, they're not, they didn't come to my house. I wear mine into the shower.
So do I.
So... it's cleaner than anything you got
Ooh,
on you.
That nasty. Seems yeah. moldy. You're going to wear
moldy.
It in the shower.
Why would it?
Are you moldy? You wear you into
you
the
want
shower.
That answer?
Kinda.
Probably.
Go ahead. Answer your question, boy. Is you moldy or is
something
you not?
Something growing, probably.
No, my watch is cleaner than my phone. My phone doesn't.
Out of the 20 tested watches, only one came back with zero bacteria. That was a gold smartwatch. I don't think either of you. You guys have the rubber. That's like the worst.
Rubber would be the least.
That's what
moldy.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show research team says
Stop
rubber
saying the
is.
Slacker Show. I am Slacker, and I would know if we have a research team.
Oh, no, we don't pay them much. But
okay. So it's you and an internet connection with AI. Is that what it is?
Okay. Fine.
So you're just saying you don't like us with smartwatches.
Do you wipe it down after workouts? Or hot weather when you're sweating.
I take a shower.
After you've been sick. No, you guys keep these things on your body all the time. They're probably just dirtier than you think.
I shower.
I shower. Your research is stupid and flawed.
Yeah. You shower with a watch, then underneath your watch is dirty. Your skin, the wrist.
It goes.
The wrist. Moldy. Something's moldy.
Good evening. Breaking news. There has been the new additional cast members of Bridgerton season 4. Been announced.
I'm getting this. Ooh. Might be my first nope in a long
this
time.
Season is about Benedict, and I'm super hyped for it. But here's the thing: the mother of his love interest is the same woman who played Cho Chang in Harry Potter, which means we are at the point where people our age are old enough to play other people that have like 16-year-old daughters.
This part makes me happy. I remember it happens to all
she
of
was
us.
My age.
I know, I get
in
it.
Goblet of Fire. Yep, that nope. could have been me.
And now she's old, yep.
And now she has like a 17-year-old?
Yep. Yeah. Sorry. This is what happens. Wait till your favorite song's on the classic rock station.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And you're driving home. You're like, you hear that big, tall idiot next door going like, here's New Kids on the Block. And you're like, what? It's horrifying.
It happened to me with sports, too. And all the athletes all of a sudden are younger than me. You're like, that's, well, I used to look up to these guys. Now they would... ask me for
okay.
Like, I don't like
there's
that.
One more when you go into the doctor and they're younger than you. That's when it gets real weird. You're just like, hey, young whippersnapper, why don't you take a look at this and tell me if it's infected? It gets real weird when your doctor is sorry.
And when they're not a doctor, you just ask a random guy.
That's what I meant by the young whippersnapper. I live in Commerce City, you know.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Slacker Show research team is back
at
it again.
Oh my god.
This time discovering which state desires a boob job the most.
Vegas. I'm sorry.
Vegas
not
is not a state.
Not a state. That's why we employ the research team.
I was going to say.
Nevada.
I think Florida.
No, it's Nevada.
Well, the Slacker Show research team, mainly me and my internet connection, discovered that it's actually Utah.
What?
Utah wants the biggest honkers?
The women of Utah want to enhance their breasts more than women in any other state. That's according to Google Trends. It has the highest rate of searches for boob job.
Boob job in Utah.
And actually, none of the states you two listed made the top five. Next is Idaho at number two. Number three is Wyoming, our neighbors.
Wyoming wants big boobs?
I guess,
okay, so here's the thing. We don't know. This is a question for the research team. Boob job doesn't always mean bigger boobs. Could be breast reduction.
No, because reduction's too hard for a Wyoming person to type.
I don't know.
Yeah. And the research
Make
team.
Make them littler. Littler boobs.
Alaska's number four and Oklahoma number five.
I would have not guessed any of those.
Alaska's are a warmth element to
it. Yeah, I think they want a little,
bundling up.
Can we make a new show rule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From now on, if anybody says the word Oklahoma, I think we maybe meet at my house for like a week and we work up a couple of the tunes from Oklahoma. And if Oklahoma comes up, we're like, Oklahoma is
where
the
wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Yes, all that.
Okay. Yeah.
From now on, if it comes up, we do show tunes.
All right. I love. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news for mostly men. We are no longer spending 3 months' salary on engagement rings. A new survey finds that the average price paid for an engagement ring is about $5,000 to $7,000.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you're in the market for an engagement ring, come to Slacker's House of XY's Engagement Rings. You got a whole pile of them down there in Commerce City.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I recently regaled you guys that I made some dinner reservations for my yes. lovely bride and myself.
At Olive Garden?
No, hold on. He did say, did he say where?
Yeah, it was Maggiano's.
Oh, that's right.
It was, yeah.
Because they've been to too many fancy places recently. We had to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day,
I would love to talk trash. Seriously, there are some amazing Italian restaurants in the state of Colorado. There's like Quality Italian and Carmine's and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Maggiano's is dope.
It's really good.
I mean,
it's really good.
For a chain. Well, God, yeah. What's that place we ate at, though?
The one...
Cranelli's.
Yeah.
Just a strip mall, like apartment building or whatever.
So good.
What great food. Oh my God.
For me, it's hard to mess up Italian food. It's just like, as long as you've got the bowl of bread, I'm happy. Like, we're 90% there.
Have you eaten... This is weird. I know we're going to get to your thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me the new spot over by here is good.
There's a new Italian place?
Yes.
Here?
It's where Tokyo Joe's was.
King
Supers.
Yeah.
It's called Oliver's.
Oh, yeah. There's
a little man right next door, so you can just go like grub out on breadsticks and then get little man when you're done. Shut up. Let's go. It's Why like are Joe's, we still here?
In this a guy's name,
I
it's
think. Oliver's.
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 Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got to go there.
Okay, cool.
I'm down.
Well, too.
Aaron, not to invite you. But like, what can you do in an Italian place?
I'll take
like,
her basket
pasta?
Of bread.
No. Basket bread, of meat. No. Like, we don't, it's like taking
Sometimes
you,
they have gluten-free pasta or something. Okay. Or like eggplant.
It's just like taking
stuff.
Me to a sour cream fair, you know?
We're going
to
do that too, don't you worry. A ranch
taking me to
fair.
A Cinnabon. Ugh. Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, so we went to Maggiano's. Lovely, lovely time. And as we're sitting there, so we don't go out without the kids very often. And so we're trying to take advantage of like, I'm going to get the chicken parm. It's a big chicken parm. Like, it's not like the Quality Italian one, I don't think, where you said it's like a pizza.
It's a pizza. Full
but they give you two big pieces of chicken. It's enormous, you know? And my wife's like, she loves pasta, so I'm going to get pasta. But then she sees they have chicken francese.
I don't know what that is.
It's some chicken Italian dish that she used to get.
It sounds French.
I don't, maybe it
the
is.
The way he said it was very French.
So she's like, oh my gosh, they have this. I haven't had that in like 10 years. That's my favorite. And I'm like, oh, I, you know, whatever you want. Get whatever you want. And she goes, I'm going to ask our server for the recommendation, which one is better. And I said, well, I don't really like asking the servers because then if they pick the one that I kind of don't want, I got to get.
You feel obligated.
I feel obligated. And she goes, no.
Oh, really? She doesn't have that gear?
No.
And like, if they said the Francaise is great, she's like, okay, then I'll have the parm.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh my God.
I was uncut. Now I'm nervous because the server's going to come back and she's going to ask him. And now it's like, it's going to get weird. If you,
100%.
You ask for a recommendation and then don't take the recommendation, you can't do that, right?
I fear confrontation as much as you do. I am 100% on your side.
Good. Okay.
I've never
Thank
been
you.
More on your side than this moment. Okay. Like, I asked you your recommendation, and then it's like, basically, to let them give you a recommendation, especially if it's between two things, and then they go, I feel strongly that option A is the best one, and you go, cool, give me B. It's basically like saying, I've looked you up and down, and whatever you like,
That's
I'll
not
eat.
It. Yes. Ball.
Thank
no.
you.
Yes, it
Thank
is.
You.
Then yep. why'd you ask? If you asked and you wanted my opinion, and I said A is great, then you get A.
Have you not ever changed your mind at the last minute?
No. In that case, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't. Like
you would do that?
Yeah,
you,
I have done that for
you
sure.
You have?
After they recommend one thing,
like,
you
hey,
take the other?
Which one is your favorite? The chicken parm or
the
whatever?
Francais.
the French one. And if they say the French one and I'm like, you know what? I'm actually going to go with the chicken parm. I decide I crave that.
And they don't just quit on the spot and just like, what am I doing here? What is my expertise? What's it worth to you? Just nothing?
They don't care.
You just wasted my time. You made me say what I like just a judgment. No, God. I know it's not normal to feel the way I feel, but I feel so justified and want to just turn the radio station off and go hug T-Hack hard.
Yes, right thank
now.
You.
Because it's
wait, so what happened though?
Well, I want to know what other people would do too. So text in 303-222-5423. What is it okay or not? So I'm panicking because I'm like Slacker. I hate confrontation. My wife works in HR. It's all confrontation all the time.
It's
so
her life.
So she's it's fine. And I'm getting more and more nervous. He finally comes and she goes, "Which do you, the pasta or the chicken francaise?" And he goes, "Oh man, you know the pasta is really good. The chicken francaise is." The lemon sauce or whatever they cook it in is unbelievable. And he goes, you know what? That one's too hard. I can't pick. I don't have an option for you.
You can't do that.
Now I'm like, now I don't know who to be upset with. Now you,
no, you're upset with him, bro.
Right, because we asked for your expert opinion. Yes. And you're like, man, I don't know. Toss up. It's a toss up.
You don't get to do that.
Do you honestly believe, though, that they have tried every single dish on the menu?
Most times they make them. A lot of night, like... I don't know. If
I guess nicer restaurants. Yeah,
they're like,
makes
sense. Because they have to come out and go, tonight's special.
I'm literally picturing Olive Garden. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've done the Olive Garden training like 5 times.
No, I don't actually want the job. Yeah. Thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We want your story of why you shouldn't be alive. I don't know if I believe this story. I saw the video this morning.
Well, there's the
real.
Proof. I don't know what else you need.
Have you dabbled in AI at all?
I have.
I mean, it's a kayaker. First off, he's kayaking out in the middle of like the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Why is anybody filming him kayaking?
Why is anyone?
Yeah, so it's like his dad's in another kayak just filming him. It's like, you're just kayaking. Like, I'm going to catch this
moment. Because you never know what's going to happen.
It just seems real convenient. And then out of nowhere, like, a whale comes up and is like, eats him.
We need to find his son.
And he,
I hear. Like,
and he disappears. It's like, it's not like the great white, like not like Shamu, the killer whale.
Oh.
It's like a beluga or something. I don't remember.
It's a humpback.
Humpback. There you go.
Yeah.
One of the big, it's just like, gone. Just comes up. It's like, takes him under.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
And then. A couple minutes later, the guy's like screaming in Spanish or something. It's off the coast of Chile. And the guy just pops back up. And it was like.
I didn't like that.
And like spinning back up. It just, to me.
The guy just kept filming the whole time.
Yes. Like a whale comes up.
What would you do?
Turn off the camera, freak out, start paddling somewhere.
Start paddling, yeah.
Someone on the phone that you're filming with.
A lot of the times, it's not like it's their hands holding the phone. They have...
It could be a GoPro or something.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
I don't know.
It's fair.
But then he comes back. It just feels enough like it could be... Are you watching it?
Yes, I am.
Like he...
That's wild.
He's just gone. But so that's his shouldn't be alive moment.
Like got swallowed by a whale and then spit back out. So he.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want you to know that your story, no matter what it is, is probably not going to be as good as that.
Yeah.
Like, yours shouldn't be like, oh, man, I ate some tainted sushi and whoop. It's like, okay, great. But like.
I was in the sushi.
Right. He was inside sushi and got spit back up. That's incredible.
I don't. Do you watch it? Do you think it's.
I think it's real, for sure.
You really do?
Yeah.
I just don't believe.
I believe everything.
You
I'm
are
so
the
naive.
Most
I'm so gullible.
Person.
I'm aware.
Aaron, like the stupid stuff you've believed in the last month.
Hey.
Hey, everyone. Okay. I have so many times I should have been dead.
Yeah, you've been mugged at least
I
once, right?
Like
a
that.
Real serious thing, right?
The mugging is probably the closest I've come. Well,
gave me chills. Sorry. Woo.
I was at 35th in Colorado. If you're from the area, you know what I'm talking about. It's now I think there's a Walgreens or something there.
Hmm.
I think it's, but at the time it was 7-Eleven. This was in a time of payphones and pagers.
Gotcha.
There was a police station there. I pulled over to use the payphone. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder. Now, to go back a little bit, like a week or so earlier, I was at a 7-Eleven in Longmont on a payphone. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, give me some money. I turned around. I was like, no. Like, I'm a long hair scumbag rock star guy. I don't have any money. So same thing. I'm on a phone. It's like midnight. Somebody taps me on the shoulder, said, give me your money. I turned around and said, no. He's like, give me your money. And I said, F off.
Mm.
Well,
Well, he's being rude. You're on the phone.
Yes. My girlfriend at the time was on the other end of the phone, so she's freaking out. She's like, what's going on? Then he put a nickel-plated nine in my face.
Wow.
And was like, give me your money. And so I did. But then I had just gotten my credit cards replaced because I lost my wallet and my ID. And you know what a pain in the butt all that is?
Yes. Yeah.
So he took the money out of my wallet, and then I was like, yoink, and I took my wallet back.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
At which point he pistol whipped me into the room. Meanwhile, I want you to understand that. While I'm looking him in the face while this is happening, I'm looking at the word police.
Stop.
There's a police station at 35th in Colorado at the time. He's mugging me at the 7-Eleven across, like what better place? There's cops at the police station.
Hello?
There's nobody.
Where are you?
Guys, is there a whale across the street?
Yes. So then, long story longer, I go into the police station.
Whoa.
And then I'm listening to the radio chatter as he goes up Colorado Boulevard robbing people. We're like, we have another robbery at like Colfax and Montview in Colorado. Colfax in Colorado. Then he turned on Colfax and he robbed somebody at Monaco and killed him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they were like, victim is down, ambulance is en route. And they were like, no, DOA. So I'm like sitting here filling out the police report. And I was just like,
that could have been you.
Should have been
me. They think that it probably screwed him up that I grabbed my wallet. He didn't know what to do.
Mm.
I got him off his game enough that he didn't shoot me or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's terrifying.
It is. It's not the same as being swallowed by a whale.
Not as fun.
If you've got a story that like basically goes like that, you were in a car accident, you were poisoned, you were taken hostage, something, you shouldn't be alive. We want to hear yours as well. 303-222-5423. Text into the same number. Anybody here should be dead?
No.
I have one, and it's nothing compared to yours. I remember.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I love it when my story just outshines.
It was downtown when I was DJing downtown. I parked like in an alley, and I was always on edge because I have gear and just I look like a target. I can't like run with my backpack and all this stuff. So I'm getting the stuff out of my truck, and I see a guy walking by. He's kind of eyeing me. I'm kind of eyeing him, and it's like, okay, here
this
we go.
Is it.
I shut the trunk. I turn around. He's turned around, and now he's coming towards me. And I'm like, this is really it. Here, like, I see him pull up his shirt, and he reaches in, and he pulls out his phone and goes, yeah, yep, I'm in the alley, and keeps walking. And it doesn't compare
to yours.
But you
pooped yourself.
I did, completely. It was like, 100%. This is it. It's definitely happened. He's coming for my gear. He saw me. He saw my trunk, what I'm getting out. And he even did the weird lift your shirt up while you reach into your pocket.
What are you doing, man?
Like, yeah,
you're in a seedy part of
exactly,
town.
Exactly. Leave your shirt down. That's mine.
Did you poop? No, for real?
Come on. Of course.
Had to grab his extra clothes from the trunk, too.
Of course I did.
Okay, so it was a phone then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. So I was fine.
One time I went to Brazil and it was really hot.
Okay. So we're going to need the story to be somewhere between really hot and swallowed by a whale.
Perfect.
If you shouldn't be alive, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why should you be dead?
That's
there's a better way to say that.
Yep.
I shouldn't be alive. Scott?
Yay.
Yay.
Why shouldn't you be alive?
Like I was telling T-Hack, when I was in the Army, we went to Desert Storm. You probably heard me talk about this in other stories, but let me get to the point. It was night. We were driving from our location to where the rest of the troop was, and we had to go blackout drive, which means there's just a tiny light right in front of the vehicle and night vision from our gunner.
Oh, God.
And he's telling me how to drive, where to drive, trying to avoid anything and everything that looks like it could be a mine.
Oh, my God.
And it took probably 3.5 hours to drive 5 miles.
Oh.
And the whole time you're just like, we could blow up at any moment.
Oh,
well, we didn't know that until we got to the location. My sergeant went out to get debriefed. He came back and said, we just drove through a minefield. And I was like, Oh, my God.
Probably good you didn't know that until after.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Which is better? Knowing or not
ignorance
knowing?
Ignorance is bliss.
I was on pins and needles the rest of the time. Like, didn't want to step anywhere. Didn't drive. It was kind of traumatizing then on,
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
Worry about more than one thing at a time. I've already got to worry about engaging, you know, the enemy. And I got to worry about mines too. Great.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Well, yeah. Thank you for your service, Scott.
Yes. That's thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. Jamie.
Yai.
Shouldn't be alive.
I was attempted. Somebody tried to kidnap me in Egypt. They had a black Land Rover with tinted windows, and they started circling me. I was with my husband at the time, and I started screaming, and the security guard nearby started shooting machine guns in the air, and they went away.
They just fired into the air to scare off the kidnappers like it's a
like
regular occurrence.
Or something. Yes. Like, oh, that's what
there's another band of kidnappers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is right after 9/11. It was really scary. I stayed in Egypt and had a wonderful time. But,
I think I would have cut my trip short right then.
Yeah, it was very scary.
Hard pass.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and what's your? You were with your husband. Was he there, too, or did you have to tell him about it like later?
No, he was there. He's a big guy. He has, like, a knife, and I did tell him. I'm like, I will die before I get in that SUV, because at the time, they kept showing people on the news, you know, with, like, pillowcases over their heads and stuff. So it was really scary. He's a big guy, but still, it was really scary.
That's unbelievable.
Maybe we'll go to Florida next year.
It's not that much better. Sally?
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive. What happened?
It's pretty scary. I was in college walking home to my dorm at 2 o'clock in the morning all by myself like a total idiot.
Yeah, nice.
And I was walking down the street and this truck, this was in Texas, so the old stupid Haas Texas truck sort of following me very slowly at my pace as I was walking. And I was like, oh, God, this is going to be bad. So I ran over to a one-way street going in the opposite direction. And I knew I was going to die when he started driving down the one-way street in the opposite direction.
Oh, my God.
And it was old, gross, rusty white truck. And so there's the apartment building right there on my left. And there's like an opening in the middle of it. So I ran as fast as I could down through the opening to the very back and then to the side and then back up to the street again, and his truck is sitting there with the lights on, the motor's running, the door's open, and he's not there. And I know he's anywhere right behind. I just started running. I just ran as fast as I could, screaming.
Oh, my God.
To 7-Eleven, and I just got into the 7-Eleven and called the police, and they drove me home.
In a movie, you jump in his truck and drive away, right? Isn't that what you do?
Oh, my God.
If he abandoned his truck?
Okay, but no.
But in a movie, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7-Eleven's my safe spot, too.
That's why I was mugged.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Thank you for the call. Marie?
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive. What happened to you?
When my mom went into labor with me on the way to the hospital, she decided to drink a whole pint of Yukon Jack. So when she got into the hospital, of course, her water's already broken. Gave labor to me. I came out upside down with my umbilical cord wrapped around my neck and poop all around me.
Oh my gosh.
She was like, I might as well drink. The baby's gonna be
almost to the finish line.
Glad you made it out.
Yeah. Okay. This is very strange. Somebody wants VD for this?
Yes.
Candy?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Hi. You are disguised. Shouldn't be alive.
So me and my cousins, I was probably like 5 or 6. We went to Mexico for the summer, and where my aunt lives is like a rural area, and there was this big mansion. We broke into the mansion and took some clothes, and we ended up selling the clothes, and it turns out it was a cartel house.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Facebook Marketplace is not worth it.
That is a terrible idea.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I saw, oh, my God. This could be fun to do with texters, because I think the people in this room are kind of stupid.
Thank you.
Who's he talking about?
I saw a list So, okay, every day we all kind of go out on the internet and pull a bunch of stuff that we think we might talk about. There's a bunch of pages to this document, and then we talk about maybe 10% of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't put this one in my stuff today because I didn't want you guys to see it.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's a list of the words that Americans can never spell correctly.
Okay.
All right.
Do either of you think you could spell? I won spelling bees growing up.
Oh, I did not. But I think I'm average.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done a spelling bee. We never had them growing up. That was like something you saw in movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like even in class, you didn't get pulled up, and it's like as you start to spell the word.
We only did those. Just like the fun.
Did they do the thing? I forget. When do you get dinged? Do you get dinged when you get a letter wrong, or do you get dinged when you've spelled the whole thing right? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like when you're watching the spelling bee, it's like, spell anti-disestablishmentarianism, and it's like A-N-T-I, ding, and it's like, oh, you're out. Or do they let you spell the whole word? There's an actual like...
Yeah, I don't know, because you don't want to give the... where the letter was wrong just in case it goes on to the next kid. I don't know what the rules are,
but like...
I don't
think they go on to the next kid.
We did in the fun one, not the serious one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's at the very end. I think they let you finish because you can also kind of stop, and then I think you can reset
and recorrect
and go, no, actually, it's this, because it's not until you say the word.
I don't think you can.
At the end. I thought it, because that's why at the end, that's what
you
I always
say
thought.
The word again?
Yeah, to be like, lock it in. Like,
that's
my
your final answer.
Yeah, but I mean, clearly I don't know. I've never done it, so.
I am searching my archives, and I don't have the ding sound effect anymore. This makes me sad inside, but it doesn't matter. I'll find it. Hold on.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I'm going to, is it bad radio to do a spelling test?
Let's try it.
If you want to play along, try to text these words. No, it's not fair on a phone because your phone will autocorrect it, right?
Yeah.
It will. Yeah. But be honest. I think I'm an okay speller, but you guys always give me grief. I misspell people's names wrong.
Which names can be different.
I struggle with the names.
Should we make this a competition?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so it's Aaron versus T-Hack.
I don't have a pen or a paper. Can I use my laptop to write it down? I'm not going to let it correct. I need to be able to write it down.
I'm going to have to file a complaint.
Thank you.
Paper T-Hack, do you need any?
No, I'm okay. A real spelling bee, that's why the kids like pretend to write it on their hands. I don't think you can use...
Oh, yeah, you can't use a real...
Let me have top on it. Okay.
All right. I'm going, I'm raw dogging it. I'll go old school.
And what's the prize for the spelling bee?
Pride.
A day off?
No.
I don't know. Is there some sort of...
It's bragging.
So, like, I could make a prize. If T-Hack were to win, he gets to just come over and snuggle with me.
I think I have a $50 Bojo's gift card in my backpack.
That you either keep or give to me. All right. We'll do it.
Okay, so I got to decide who do I want to win. All right, Aaron, you go first.
Okay.
Your first word is rhythm.
Oh, R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Ding.
No,
you're right. Ding is right. Okay,
God,
you're
ding
right.
Ding is right. Okay.
I actually have a plaque like from a record label. It's from the rhythm department, and it's misspelled. Is spelled wrong.
Really?
Yes, like an actual like
plaque
gold record
from the record label. Yeah.
And it took me years to notice it. So I would have gotten that one
Did
right too.
Did they have an extra like Y in it?
It's yeah.
Everybody skips that H, mm-hmm. the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's at the end, rhythm, but you don't remember that R H at the beginning. T-Hack, for you,
okay.
I'm going to go receipt.
Receipt. R-E-C-E-I-P-T. Receipt.
You are correct.
Yeah. You guys
are, like, I have to be honest. I thought this was going to go much worse.
I knew the P. I might have gotten, like, the E and the I confused.
That's where most people screw that bad boy up. I'm going to go for you, Aaron.
I'm nervous.
Hold on, there's so many different words. Hemorrhoids.
It's not fair. She sees that word all the time.
If she spells it S-L-A-C-K.
Okay. H-E-M-E-R-O-I-D-S.
T-Hack, would you like to steal it?
Let me try. Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoids?
Hemorrhoids, yes.
Plural. Hemorrhoids. Can you use it in a sentence?
I can't believe I do a show with two hemorrhoids like you guys. Okay.
Very helpful. Hemorrhoids. H-E-M-M. E-R-O-I-D-S. Hemorrhoids.
Are there? Is it H-E-M-O-R?
Yes. Keep going.
H-E-M-O-R-O-I-D-S.
Nope. Okay.
What the
so
heck?
You're listening. If you're just getting in your car right now and going, hey, I got to run to the store. What am I trying to remember to get?
Are there two R's?
There are two R's.
H-E-M-O-R-R-O-I-D-S. I-O-D-S.
You have everything right, but you're missing a letter.
I'm missing a full letter?
Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids. There's an H.
That's a lie.
H-E-M-O-R-R-H-O-I-D-S.
Guess I'm just not familiar with that word. Ladies?
TX, for you.
Okay.
I'm so just going to do a couple more. On that one. This is where I start to make the game just end. Boutonniere. Boutonniere.
Boutonniere.
Boutonniere.
Boutonniere. Yeah, I knew it.
I agree. B-O-U.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I stop.
T-O-N-N-I-E-R-E. With a little
on
one
tough.
Of those E's.
Dang, I would have
I started out
that.
So confident. This is
final word. This is for the win. I wasn't keeping score. I started to keep score. And then Aaron?
Yeah.
Your word is diarrhea.
Wait.
Oh!
D-I-A. There's an H in there, but I always forget where it is. D-I-A-H-E-R-R-E-A.
No. Come on. Take it home. Take it home.
Diarrhea. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A. Diarrhea.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm a little nervous about this.
Me too.
Are you nervous, Tia? Because you're the one who should be nervous about this. Because
I can't be alone. There's no way.
I don't think you're alone. I just don't think anybody would say it out loud.
Okay.
And if they
cowards!
Would,
come on!
And if they would say it out loud, they wouldn't say it with 100,000 watt radio station behind them.
Cowards! Come on!
I'll start with Aaron.
Okay.
Do you currently have a dog?
So I've never owned my own dog. It's
you
like,
haven't the one that you changed the name inappropriately
no,
wasn't
though,
yours?
What do you mean inappropriately?
Because the dog had a name and then all of a sudden you just decided that's not going to be my dog's name anymore. And the dog's just like, wait, what? That's not me anymore? Like that's...
That happens to every dog.
No, not as far in as you did it.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. This is like the dog's retirement party.
And yeah. Like, just like, by the way, you're no longer Chet. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
No. They've always been like fosters that my mom has taken in or like my sister or brother-in-law's dogs. I've never personally had my own.
Okay. So you currently don't have one now then as part of never. You don't have one.
Correct.
Now. Does your
but
brother-in-law
help,
have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good old Jasper.
Okay.
For now.
So
see what we call him next week.
Since, I don't know if Aaron can participate in this, but
I didn't realize that either. I didn't know you never had your own. I mean, I knew you did the foster dogs, but I thought you also had. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, my mom has had like, I don't even know, a dozen.
Your mom's
of her
one
own.
Of those people.
Yeah. She's a foster fail for sure.
Yeah. So foster fail?
Yeah. That's what they're called.
What does that mean?
When you start to foster a dog and then you're like, well, I'm not going to give it up.
Okay.
I'll just keep it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I just want to preface, if you already don't like T-Hack, this isn't going to help. because of his stance on dogs. Aaron, is there a number pretending that you actually own a dog and were financially responsible
for it? Which I would love to. Yeah, I know that I am not responsible enough for one right now, which is why I haven't. But I would love to.
You're a great dog sitter. Mm-hmm. If anybody needs a dog sitter, hit her up on her IG. she'll just come live in your house.
Yeah. She'll call your dog the wrong name.
By the time you get home from vacation, your dog will have a new identity. Be in the dog protection program. Do you think there's a number where you go, I can't repair the dog? Like if you took, if the dog's limping and you go in.
Yeah, of course there's a number, but it's super high.
It's astronomical. Like what's super high? If it's $5,000,
I might even say that that's okay. It depends. There's so much that it depends on, like the age of the dog, what the surgery is for. But yeah, I would do anything.
I feel like Erin's number would be higher for a dog than for herself.
Absolutely.
If she needed a $5,000 procedure, she would put it off so that yes. a dog could get it.
I think maybe we need to take Erin out of it and like maybe just for another human, because Erin's number for herself is probably a solid 49 cents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is not healthy, and that's, we could do a whole other show about how to fix the broken winged Erin. But like, So having said all that as a preface.
Yeah. Just, we lay it out. Aaron's better than me. All right. Now that that's clear.
You have the floor. And what's wrong with your dog?
I have two Chihuahuas. I've talked about them. Beamer and Bentley. They are 12 years old, which is pretty old for
a dog.
Let's
be honest. They're not your dogs.
They're my stepdogs, technically. But I raise them like they're my own. A little harsher than if they were my own, maybe. But.
Yep. Okay.
But they've been a part of my life for 12 years for the whole, but my wife she got them while I was gone on an internship. I came back, she had the dogs. So she's like, we have dogs. And I'm like, oh. Okay. Now I'm a dog guy. I never had a dog ever in my life. They just weren't allowed growing up. So they're 12, which is old for a dog. Not that old for a Chihuahua.
Is this the fat one or the skinny one?
The skinny one.
Okay.
Yeah. But they are from the same litter.
He's listening. Be nice.
No, okay. He should hear this, actually. Beamer.
Sit. Yeah. If you know how to do that still.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're from the same litter. We do everything exactly the same with them together. We don't take the one on the walk and leave the other one behind. It's
so
like,
just
I don't.
One is just sneaking food or he's got like a stash of Oreos somewhere. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what's going on. So Bentley, the skinny one, he's had something going on with his eye where his eye's all goopy. He's like, can't look. He looks kind of stoned or something. Like he's like he's been limping around for like a month. We've taken him to the vet a couple times. They've given us some drops. The drops like kind of worked, then they didn't work. Kind of seemed like it was getting better, and now it's worse. And so we finally went to a new vet. And what's going on with our dog's eye? And they go, oh, he's got something growing. We don't have to take the eye out, but we do have to get in there.
Oh God, that was an option?
Well, I think it's always kind of an option. Oh, I think, because my wife has had dogs before, and she said that she's had to remove eyes before, or the vet did it, I think.
She's from Puerto Rico. I imagine she's handy with a spoon.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just like, we got to get in there. We got to scrape whatever's going on in his eye. Okay. We got to scrape it off. Great news. We can do this procedure right now. You don't even have to schedule a new time. We'll just do it right now.
As soon as they start saying that, that means the number's high enough that if they let you go home, you'll say no.
Yeah, it's pretty high. It's pretty high. So my wife took him. She gets back home and she's telling me, okay, he's better. We got to still keep giving him the drops, all this stuff. And I said, surely it was hundreds of dollars, right? Like, I'm bracing myself. Like, this is a big one. Hundreds of dollars, right? Hoping she'll go, yeah, it was actually, $320. And I'll go, oh, okay. Whew, not as bad. But that didn't happen. Go, hundreds of dollars, right? And she says, 16.
$1,600.
$1,600 for my 12-year-old Chihuahua get some whatever scraped off his eye, so his eye's a little less goopy, because that's so important. Now,
listen to his words.
And now he can just...
So your dog can have some quality of life.
Yeah, now he can continue to just lay on the dog bed all day. But like less goopy while he's doing that.
Oh my God, why is this so funny to me? Okay. So I'm going to go back to you. I'm asking you now the question that I asked Aaron. Is there a number? And have we exceeded said number for
several
you?
Times over? Yeah. 1600. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of a surprise bill. That's like that's a
for sure.
That's so like you a would big have, gasp.
You would have done what?
If you took him in and they said, "Great news, we can do this procedure now. It's gonna be 1600."
You would have said.
Would you just say, "I'm going home"?
Give me the dog.
Grab the dog.
Are there pain meds we can get him on? Is there something
can
like
I scoop his eye at home?
Do you want a dog to like to the vet? Like, do you need a mascot? He'll flip the sign for you or something.
Yeah,
that feels like a lot. Do you have a number for you? You have dogs.
I have a dog. I mean, my ex-wife has a dog, and the two dogs are at my house a lot. So, Moxie, I don't have a number right now. I mean, Moxie's just so full of life. And
yeah,
so,
she's so young.
So young, yeah. 12, that's kind of old for a dog. I mean, the Chihuahua's got a few more great years of barking at the door and laying around, but... they're Chihuahuas. All of a sudden, everyone hates Chihuahuas all the time until I'm like, you know, Chihuahuas are kind of annoying. And people are like, how dare, how could you? heart. It's like, everyone hates Chihuahuas all the time.
If you had your way, you wouldn't have spent the 16 today.
I just don't.
You won't say it. Now that the lights are on, you won't say it. Listen, just give the text line. Do this. Okay. Give the text line. And see if other people, because I think everybody's got a cut sheet. Everybody except Aaron. But Aaron, you don't make that much money. There's a point where I've known people who like, oh, my dogs need like fake knees and it's like $20,000. I'm like, hey, I know what you make.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's like half your year's salary. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What?
And, well, $1,600 for us, I would say.
That's so much money.
Things are getting rearranged.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe some weekend plans are getting scrapped now. Because it affects our life.
Yes.
You know?
So if you want to support Tiak in his murderous rage against his dog. Yeah.
What does it take to put a dog down?
303.
Oh, my God.
303-222-5423. Should you? Would you? Could you?
What's your number?
First text is from Bentley.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm trying to figure out, I don't know this room well enough. There's a stat out that says 1 in 5 people have shoplifted.
Okay.
I feel like that's low. Just based on the way I feel about you two and about every single person that I know. So I guess my question is, do I attract crappy people? Is this stat wrong? Huh?
Have you?
Do you think I have?
You're allowed to pay?
Do you picture me being the stealing kind?
Well, just from the way you were describing it and like, do I attract? It seemed like you weren't.
You
haven't.
But I mean, just you know me. Do you think, I mean, I think it should be fairly obvious to you that at this point I would never.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You strike me more as a scheme kind of guy. Okay. Not a like see it, want it, grab it, no play. Like it's you're be very planned out, but you'd get involved in some shady stuff. That's what you strike me as.
How's that assessment, Aaron?
Accurate.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm the same way.
I'm going to say
we're kindred souls in that way.
If there's somebody in this room, I don't know if T-Hack is stolen because those chocolate brown eyes, they could get you out of stuff. So if you were smart when you were young, you should have stolen because you could have looked up and went, please, sir, and like gotten out of it.
Yeah, but have you seen the photo of him with like the frosted tips or the bleached hair? That T-Hack?
You think he stole?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
What age then do you think T-Hack
stole?
So you think he stole when he was a teenager?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say like 16, 17.
I don't know about you, Aaron. You're the wild card in this. Because I don't know if Aaron... So there's different reasons to steal, right? You steal because you can't. You can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I just want these earrings. I can't afford them. And I like all my friends have them. Because if I'm picturing Aaron, is she stealing from Claire's? Or is she stealing from like a record store? Where's Aaron stealing at?
Oh, interesting. Not a record store because she values that too much. She thinks highly of that. but a store like Claire's, absolutely.
You think she's Claire's it?
Yeah, no respect for Claire's.
Because you, TX, if you stole anything, please don't take this wrong.
Okay.
It was probably food.
Okay.
Like candy or something. You stole stupid. You're not stupid, but you stole small. Like you didn't try to get something of value. Like you stole small.
Yeah, do you want me
yes,
to admit?
Yes, go, okay. Go.
One, I've stolen one thing in my life.
What
color was your hair?
Was it tippy?
No, tippy it was brown, or? But huh. I was about 16, 17, so okay. You nailed the age. And it was something stupid. It had to be something that I could, if caught, go, oh my gosh, it's a mistake. That was
so
that's
you,
my biggest
it
thing.
Wasn't impulsive. Because
I'm not a stealer.
You
I'm not.
Planned it.
Yeah, I'm not. So what it was is we used to have to dress up to wear on basketball game days. So we have to wear a tie and stuff. And I really wanted a tie clip, you know, the thing that like clips the tie together to your shirt, the little bar that goes across.
Thanks for mansplaining a tie clip.
Okay, well, I don't see many ties in the room. I don't know that I ever have.
I know. I've never used a tie clip.
Okay, so I really wanted one. And I was at, I think it was Penny's or Yonkers, one of the two like department stores. They had one there and it's like $40 or something. And it's just,
$40?
Yeah, I said the same thing.
For some a paper clip
you could
do?
You just use a bobby pin.
Yes, anything.
They're robbing me at this point. Somebody's got to fight back, right?
Okay.
And I was actually with my mom and I was like, oh, can we get this? They have one. And she's like, no, that's way too expensive. So I just yoinked it off of the thing and I just put it in my pocket.
And you got away with it?
I got away with it, yeah. Because it wasn't secured at all to the little box that it came in. So I figured it's really their fault. I'm helping
but
them learn.
But how would you, if you were to have gotten caught?
Yeah, what do you
caught?
Mean? Like, oh, it jumped off the box into my hand. What was your excuse going to be?
I guess it's more of just like, how would they catch? There's no security thing. It just, it's like slipped and fell in my, like.
Okay.
Yeah. Or it I just, oh my gosh, yeah, I was trying it box. On.
I think it's fascinating that it wasn't food.
I tried to eat it. Don't get me wrong.
What did you steal? You've stolen a lot. I look at you and I go,
why?
I just think you had a dark period.
No.
You didn't?
Not a dark period. I did steal from Claire's. You guys are right.
Shut up. It really was Claire's? Yeah. Have you said this before or did I just guess that?
I think I've said it before.
Man, it must be just buried in
it
some...
It was like the cursive E necklace.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, okay. You only stole one thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Bo. How about you, boss?
I have stolen a ton. Like, I went through... I became the person who was thrill stealing, though.
Really?
Just...
Because once I started...
What is the name of that?
Like a klepto?
Thank you. Yeah.
Kind of, but like... No, well, I mean, like, the first time... Like, I remember not having the means to buy... It was literally earrings for my girlfriend.
Mm.
For, like, Valentine's Day or for her birthday or something.
Chivalrous. For someone else.
But I mean, it was like...
Ours were clearly for ourselves, the E necklace. I can guess where that was going.
I was giving that to someone else.
An elephant friend of mine. But I was at like Macy's. It was Foley's or whatever at the time. Okay. Maybe an F probably. It was that long ago. And like, I was looking at other things and I got the clerk pulling like 7 different things out of the case for me.
And you just pocketed
and
one?
And I just slipped 2 earrings onto my finger like a ring.
Interesting.
They were hoop, and then it was just like there was enough boxes out there that it was like the shell game.
Wow, to do it right in front to have a worker help you. Like,
and then the thrill of that, and then she was so grateful. She's like, oh my God, these are like 24 karat gold. And it was just like, then it was just on.
Can you help me pry them off my fingers?
Then I started stealing Twinkies and Culver sandwiches.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. If you get pulled over for a DUI, a lot of ways to get out of it. Not the way I'm going to tell you about
it. I don't think you should ever get out of it.
Oh, no, I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear him out.
Well, I've got a story about people that have watched too many cartoons.
Okay. I don't want to hear that one out.
TX, I'm coming after you.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A couple of guys in, I believe they're, Louisiana.
Louisiana?
I don't think
Louisiana's like that.
I don't think so.
Much more Zydeco?
Are they mellow?
More Cajun?
Oh.
Nollins? Yeah.
Yeah. Nolland?
Nola?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do Cajun.
We're just going to slaughter that, so we're just going to talk like us.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. These two, they call them men, but they're 18 and 19.
Oh, yay.
They were caught attempting to smuggle some contraband into a federal prison.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Which, you know, they're not the first people to do that.
You normally just put it up there and, you know.
Yeah. Or like try to bake it in a cake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, along with a nail file.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. No, they decided, let's put $200,000 worth of contraband into a cannon and just blast it over there.
Oh, they weren't in prison. They were on the outside of prison.
Yeah.
And trying to blast. It cannon blast.
Okay. It was $112,000 worth of tobacco, $90,000 worth of meth. I don't know if they know how cannons work, but like, I'm just going to assume it's going to explode. Nothing is going to come down.
Yeah.
It's raining cigarettes.
How did it, like, we going to use your cannon or mine? I don't know.
Yeah. Also, where did they
get it?
Where'd
you get it from?
I think a Civil War reenactment troop is where you get a cannon.
Yeah. It had a range over mine's 350 feet.
Okay. Did they get anything in there, or did they get to go in?
To be honest, I have no idea.
Okay, I'm guessing they were probably, they're in there now.
Like, yep.
All right. Hey, we left the cannon out there.
How do you get it back, too? Like, I feel like it's going to take so long to move.
My story's out of Connecticut.
Mm. Okay.
A dude went and drank a whole bunch of beers and whatnot, then got himself into his vehicle. None of these things are things we recommend. I don't know why I'm doing this accent here when it's Connecticut, but it's just somebody drinking and driving. I don't recommend it, so I'm going to talk to you just like this. Then he pulled over on the side of the road because he was feeling real tired. He took himself a nap with the engine running. Well, the police came up and said, we're going to arrest you for Dewey because you smell like booze. Instead of acknowledging them and saying, sorry, I've had too much to drink, or saying, no, Ossifer, I know you're modern to the alkafluence of alcohol as many thinkle peep I am.
You really just had to show that off, didn't you?
I did. It's got me out of more than one of them.
Okay.
He pawed at the officer's face like a kitten.
Oh, stop. No.
He decided to use his hands to gently paw like a cat and ask for the light to be turned off.
What?
Meow. It turns out that even in Connecticut, being a furry is not a reason to not get a DUI. He's going to jail. Nice little... Yeah, they instead of taking him into the jail, they used a nearby cannon and shot him into the jail. Here's actual footage of that. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.